Time now for your comments. A report about school vouchers prompted Mike Moore of Kent, Washington, to make a suggestion. He says rather than take inner-city children out of failing schools, maybe the government should start bringing suburban children in. He writes, as long as suburban parents have alternatives other than inner-city schools, they don't seem to perceive it as a problem worth solving. He adds that if suburban students were sent to inner-city schools, maybe enough interest, money, and political clout would be vested in the schools to get them fixed. Another report on schools drew a response from Kerry Mazzoni, Secretary of Education for California. The story suggested that California is retreating on programs that help low-achieving schools. Secretary Mazzoni called to say that California is not backpedaling on those programs.
The state and nation are struggling to get by in leaner times, but Governor Davis has insisted that spending reductions come primarily from new programs, not existing programs like the one you featured. He's directed that any cuts be as far away from the classroom as possible.
Lloyd Rosen of New Orleans had a comment on Elaine Corey's story about allowances. He says none of the parents talk to their children about saving.
Why not set up a family 401k plan for your child? Match whatever amount your child sets aside from their allowance with an equal amount. That's a reward with long-term benefits, and in the short term, doesn't overburden your closets with things.